AT&T east of Route 1, 100 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, a special use exception for a telecommunication tower.
How you doing? What are you going to talk for?
Four.
Thank you, sir.
May not be the longest tonight, Ms. Cronin.
Now you just jinxed it.
Okay, one at a time, names and addresses, please.
Be quiet.
200 North Warner Road, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, 19406, AT&T.
Bruce Asensio, 7318 Lawrence Way, Parsonsburg, Maryland, 218-49.
Phil Panic, P-A-N-E-K, 240 North Talbot Court, Roswell, Georgia.
Brock, B-R-O-C-K, Riffle, R-I-F-F-E-L.
Mr. Panic.
That's it. 200 North Warner, King of Prussia, PA.
Okay. You all swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I guess.
We'll see.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Pam Scott. I'm here on behalf of AT&T Wireless. We are here tonight seeking a special use permit in order to construct a 100-foot telecommunications monopole on a property in Bethany Beach along Route 1. As you know, AT&T Wireless is a FCC-licensed provider of telecommunications services throughout Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, etc. As part of that license, AT&T is required to provide seamless coverage for their telecommunications network throughout the states where they are licensed. In this particular case, we are experiencing a gap in our coverage area along Route 1 in the Bethany Beach area. The property that we are here to talk about tonight is 32919 Coastal Highway. The property is zoned C1. It currently is the location of a gasoline station, convenience mart, and an Arby's. I think, is that correct? The property is about 1.35 acres in size. We are in compliance with all the requirements of your code, section 194.2, I believe it is. Yes, 194.2, in terms of the setbacks, etc. The reason we're here tonight is, even though the property is owned commercial, the location that we are looking at is not 500 feet distant from residentially zoned property. Therefore, we need to come before the board to get approval. The first witness I'd like to call is Tom Zolna. Tom, could you tell the board by whom you are employed?
I'm employed by AT&T.
And what is it that you do for AT&T?
I find sites for cell towers, cell antennas, basically.
In this particular case, we have a gap in coverage along Route 1 in Bethany Beach. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we have a map that sort of identifies the area that we're looking to cover.
Yes, we do.
I'm showing you a map that shows the area we're attempting to cover. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm going to submit this to the board. And just for purposes of description, the area that we're looking at is between Second Street and Short Road along Route 1. Is that correct?
Correct.
In terms of finding a location within this particular area, well, first of all, how is it that we need to be in this area? How is that determined?
Well, the previous map is what we call a search area, and AT&T RF would give a person like myself a search area and tell us to go and find a site that will work for the cell tower.
And the search area is an area that they have determined where we need to, or AT&T needs to locate its antennas in
yes.
order to fill a gap in coverage. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So you take this area that we're looking at, which we provided a map to the board, and you're then charged with finding a location for AT&T, correct?
Yes.
In terms of doing that, approximately how many properties would you say that you looked at?
This area has been particularly difficult. I've talked with the town of Bethany Beach. I've talked with the fire department. I've talked with the water company several times, and I've talked with or looked at approximately 33 properties.
And in terms of those properties, how is it that we ended up with the property that we're here tonight to talk about?
Well, basically, everything kind of has to fit together, and I've talked with some willing landlords, but this property appeared, in my opinion, to be the best suited for a cell site.
And why is that?
Well, it's a commercial property where you would, kind of prefer something like this. We're also in the back of the property. I think we're screened from residential property as well as we can be. And it just seemed like, from my experience, it would work very well.
The area in particular that you're looking at for the location of the monopole, is there a lot of residential in the area, residentially zoned property?
Well, there's some, but I would think it would be what I would consider a minimal amount.
Were you able to find other sites that were commercially zoned where you would have met the 500-foot distance requirement?
No, I really couldn't.
Okay. There were also, were there opportunities to go on existing structures? Did we look at those types of things?
We looked at existing structures, but they weren't high enough to fulfill the needs of AT&T.
So in your opinion, after looking at 33 different properties and talking to different property owners, including the town of Bethany, the fire department, this was the best alternative for the location. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the town of Bethany and the fire department were not interested in working with us?
No, they were not interested.
Okay.
Before you go on, Mr. Zolna, and I apologize if I missed this, did the town itself have suitable sites or suitable existing structures and just not want to deal with you, or did they not really have anything suitable?
They didn't have anything suitable, but they also did not want to deal with us. I have a letter from the mayor stating such.
Did you give any reasons?
No.
And what about the fire department? Was that what they have not suitable?
Well, the fire department tower is not tall enough for our purposes. And also, they space is at a premium in Bethany Beach, as you all well know. And they would have had a problem squeezing our equipment shelter next to their tower. So there was two real reasons why they weren't interested, and we couldn't use them.
Okay, what about the Sea Colony buildings? They weren't high enough?
The Sea Colony buildings would have worked, but Sea Colony was not interested in working with us.
Thank you. Go. You have your drawing? Could you state your name for the record, please?
William Panic.
And by whom are you employed?
I'm employed by AT&T.
And were you or your firm responsible for preparing the plans that were showing to the board this evening that were also filed with the application?
Yes, we were.
Could you describe for the board what this particular plan is showing in terms of the location of the monopole and the facilities?
Yep, it's showing a 100-foot monopole along with 11.5 by 20-foot AT&T shelter. There'll be AT&T panel antennas, three sectors, three per sector, to be mounted on a platform at the 100-foot level. Coax lines running from the equipment to the shelter and to the antennas. With the coax will be run inside the monopole. And the area will be fenced in, secured.
And do you have a larger picture that shows more of the site? And could you just, for the purposes of the board, could you show where the monopole is to be located on that site plan? That is located to the rear of the building on the site, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in terms of the setbacks that are being maintained for the monopole, could you indicate to the board what they are? And what is it that the ordinance requires us to maintain for setback purposes?
A third of the height of the tower.
So we exceed those requirements?
Mm-hmm.
And the compound where the equipment will be located will be fenced, is that correct?
That's correct.
And landscaped?
Yes.
We are going to acquire all permits that we will need from both the federal and the state and the local government, correct?
Yes.
And the lighting that needs to go on the tower, we will be providing that?
Yes.
And what type of lighting is it that we put on the tower?
It's at the 50-foot level and the 100-foot level as per Sussex County.
And also the tower will be constructed so as to accommodate at least two other carriers, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Bill?
Question from them.
Thanks, Brad.
Sure.
You want to move that closer so when you talk and point, we can pick you up on the
microphone.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Sure, Brock Riffle.
And by whom are you employed?
AT&T.
And what is it that you do for AT&T?
I'm responsible for the design and build out of AT&T's wireless system in New Jersey and Delaware and Maryland.
And in connection with this particular site, we showed the board members the search area that we were focused on for purposes of this location. Is that something that you had determined?
Correct. My team within AT&T basically looks throughout their network for areas that need improvement. And then we through the use of some software and general experience, come up with a geographical area that we can look into for the purposes of putting our antennas so that we can then fill that hole in coverage and improve our network.
And once you've determined then where you need to focus, then Mr. Zolna indicated that he goes out and looks for locations, is that correct?
Exactly. The real estate professionals such as Tom and the RF engineers such as myself work closely together on multiple candidates in this case, trying to find a viable solution that will work from a radio frequencies perspective as well as a real estate and zoning perspective.
And in this particular case, you've prepared a number of maps that show different scenarios based on where a tower is located and what coverage you can get, is that correct?
Yes. Basically, as the, I forget which exhibit showed the search area, but basically how we come up with that search area is we have a propagation software where we put in all of our existing antennas, the power levels, the heights of those antennas in the air, the locations, also takes into account the ground elevation of each location is, as well as the clutter in the area. When I say clutter, I mean houses, trees, buildings, you know, dirt, such as mountains, not so much in this area, but all of that is taken into account, and we come up with a map such as this that shows the coverage in the area. So this map is kind of showing a couple of things. You'll see two major colors on this plot, that being the green and the white. The green signifies where AT&T currently has reliable coverage. And when I say reliable, a customer using an AT&T wireless phone can make and receive a phone call a high percentage of the time, and those phone calls will be of good quality, meaning you can hear the other person on the other end, they can hear you, the phone doesn't drop off. Also, you know, if a person wants to initiate a call, they don't have a problem doing so. Conversely, we have a white area, specifically in the area that we're discussing between 2nd Street, which is this northern portion of the map that I'm pointing to, as well as down to Short, which is this southern portion. You see the areas of white, which is patchy, unreliable service. A customer in that area would not be able to make or receive a phone call a high percentage of the time, and if they do, often the phone will cut in and out, whether it's the person on the other side or them, and you might lose that call as we call it, a dropped call. It would also be difficult, as stated before, to try and initiate that call. So basically, I take that into account, I look in the area, and I give the real estate professional a geographic area that says, okay, if you can find me an existing structure in this area for me to hang my antennas on, or in this case, if we cannot find any existing structures, to construct a tower of our own to hang our antennas, this is the area that we have to be in order to fill the coverage hole or gap in coverage that I just described.
And in this particular case, we're looking for 100, we're proposing 100-foot tall tower.
Correct.
Is that the minimum height that's required in this area in order to provide the reliable coverage that you're talking about?
Yes. As stated before, we have roughly a mile to mile and a half coverage gap. If we reduce the height at the current location, we start to lose reliable coverage both towards the south and towards the north of the hole that we're trying to fulfill. One of my obvious main jobs for purposes of AT&T as well as any townships that I go into is to try and mitigate the number of towers that we put up. This being the case, if I was to reduce that level, we open up coverage gaps to the north and the south, and we don't really fill the solution with the least amount of structures as possible.
And the other thing that's shown on your map are some symbols, and what do they represent?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The pie-shaped or the pie-wheel-shaped items are our existing sites for AT&T. So you see one to the south, the very bottom of the map here, which is in Fenwick. It's on a rooftop. You see one to the north, which is also on Route 1. It's on a water tank, the Sussex Shore water tank. And you see one to the west, which is on a existing crown lattice tower. So basically, the three sites that we have right now that are trying to serve the area where we have a gap are the three that I just described.
And then do you also have a map that shows how you fill the gap with the...
I do. So the first map we were looking at, as labeled, is existing coverage in Bethany Beach or Bethany Beach surrounding areas. The next one is labeled coverage with the proposed Bethany Beach site. So you'll notice now that there's a new pie wheel shaped artifact at the proposed location that we're discussing. It's predicting coverage from that site as well as with the coverage produced from the existing sites. So again, the colors, the green and the white, are the same. The green is reliable, the white is unreliable. And as you can see, we've pretty much filled the gap in coverage in the Bethany Beach area that we were talking about, the residences, the retail, and commercial areas, as well as the roadways, obviously.
And what about co-location opportunities? The ordinance requires that we look within a 2-mile radius to determine whether there are other towers, structures, et cetera, where we could locate our antennas without building a new tower.
Correct.
Was there nothing that worked within the 2 miles in this instance?
There was an analysis done for all these existing structures within the 2-mile radius, and all of those were ruled out. Primarily, the major amount of existing towers that are in the area are right at or near the Crown facility that we're already on. In fact, there's 2 towers right across the street, roughly a half a mile away. The problem with those sites are, is it obviously it produces a lot of redundant coverage, meaning we already have coverage in that area. We don't need another facility in that area. Not only does it not produce coverage to the extent that our proposed facility does, it also doesn't provide capacity. If you notice the pie wheel shaped artifacts, they're actually representing the 3 sectors that the A&E engineer talked about. That's important to us because each sector provides its own amount of capacity, meaning its own amount of simultaneous users. If we were to put another site at the existing location here where there are towers, we'd only have 1, possibly 2 sectors pointed into that area where it doesn't give us enough capacity, especially in the seasonal areas where you have a lot of people in all of the residences, on the beaches, in the retail areas along 26 and along Route 1, as well as the heavy amount of traffic that you get along Route 1 heading down to Ocean City or heading up to Dewey, et cetera. We need the added capacity to handle the amount of call volume that we get in this area.
And in terms of if in fact this application were not approved, you would still have a significant gap in your coverage area?
Correct.
Basically the case?
Yes.
You indicated before that AT&T is required to provide reliable coverage. Is that part of the licensing requirements?
Yes, it is.
So basically you are mandated to close your gaps in coverage.
Correct.
Thank you. One other thing. With respect to this site, was a radio frequency emissions report prepared for this site?
Yes, it was.
And did the report conclude that the emissions met the FCC standards?
Yes, it did.
This, in fact, is the report?
That's the report.
Thank you.
It has a summary sheet on there. It basically states that it's within only up to 1% of the allowable standards. So essentially what that means is you would have to put it 99 more towers exactly like this one in the exact location to even approach the FCC limit. So very far away. Sure.
In regard to your, in listening to your testimony, is it a safe assumption to say that there could be enough users in that area that you could possibly need to put 3 of your antennas on the 1 tower just to handle the capacity?
Yeah, actually, as previously described, we actually have 3 antennas on each sector. So each one of these pie wheels is 3 antennas pointing in a certain direction. And we do that so that we can provide coverage and capacity to the north, to the south, and to the west. And obviously, since it's so close to the beach right there, the backside is covered by the 2. That makes sense.
But it's 1 antenna.
No, it's actually, it's 9 antennas we're proposing. So it's 3 antennas in each direction. We do that to basically provide 360 degrees of coverage and enough capacity in each direction.
with that much antenna, how would you enable two more carriers?
They mount below on the monopole. So for instance, we're mounted at 100. Typically, the next carrier would mount at 90 or 95, and a carrier below that would mount at 80 or 85. The next carrier below that would be at 70 or 75.
But I guess, okay, then my question would be, could it possibly be future need that you would have, you would need to occupy that entire pole?
No. No. Now, in fact, you know, even cities misspoke. Even areas such as a city of Philadelphia, where we have a communication facility that has this kind of capacity, we still can handle it with just one level.
Gotcha.
Vertical level.
Okay.
Just one clarifying question or question. While we need 100 feet in height for our signals to carry, are there other carriers that don't, because of the way their equipment works, don't need to be as high as we are? Or does it?
Just as in our area, our network, the height is determined by where your other sites are, the ground level, the average clutter. So I can't necessarily say where other carriers would need. What I can say is in this area, I think the height would probably suit other carriers, especially the carriers that are established, you know, ones that have been around 10 to 15 years. They have networks that are very similar to ours.
Thank you.
You can leave that. No, you can leave that. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Bruce DeCinthio.
And Bruce, what is it that you do?
I'm a vice president in charge of commercial valuations for the Trice Group. It's an appraisal firm based out of Salisbury, Maryland, and we do valuations all over the Mid-Atlantic.
And how long is it that you've been doing this?
I've been an independent fee appraiser since 1992.
And were you retained by AT&T to determine whether the installation of this tower would have an adverse impact on property values in the area?
Yes, I was.
And did you make a determination about that?
There is no quantifiable market evidence or market data to approve a diminution in values for properties, commercial or residential, or agricultural for that matter, and agricultural sites, by the placement of a cell tower. It's based on a study of before and after sales that we've tried to provide in-house, as well as reviewing journals and the appraisal literature.
And with respect to this area in particular, how would you describe it?
It's a typical mixed-use property, as you all well know. Mixed-use neighborhood, typical for resorts on the Eastern Shore. The general commercial properties are located along Route 1. The residential properties are on the oceanfront and surround the commercial properties. Sea Colony, obviously, is a high-rise on the oceanfront, and a lot of the properties west of Route 1 are either single-family or duplex or townhomes, and many of those are mostly wooded. But along Route 1, they're typically general commercial properties.
And this is the report that you prepared?
Correct.
Any questions for Mr. DeCinto?
Yeah, one question. You said that you took these appraisals or the valuation from journals.
Yes.
Are these journals represent Delaware?
One of the studies represents Kent County, Delaware.
Okay.
The initial one was in Australia, to be honest with you, but there are some others that have been in the United States. Some of the most recent ones were in Kent County.
Oh, okay. But you're basically normally one from Australia.
No, the original one was an Australia study. If you go back far enough, you'll find them. And he's just as far back as I went through the Appraisal Institute, other appraisers, and all the other data we look at. Obviously, we rely on local market information, okay. And we look at before and after sales. In other words, what did the property sell for before the cell tower was there? What did it sell for afterwards? And there's no difference that you could quantify after taking into account all the differences amongst the properties.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That concludes our presentation. I believe we've established that we met the requirements of the ordinance 194.2, but also the requirements with respect to the special exception and no adverse impact on adjoining properties.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Apple? Mr. Mims?
No.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Could you please keep your hands up then? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? If not, all those that wish to speak, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. Again, all those that wish to speak at this time, please come forward and be sworn in.
My name is...
Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay.
Minute,
okay, sir.
Go ahead.
My name is Lou Kilmer.
One's in favor.
974.
One's in favor.
Each dollar.
Yeah, one in favor. Got eight in opposition. One in favor. Yeah.
Don't go away, sir, but just hang right around here.
William Pepper.
I'll do it right now then.
Your address?
603.
Thanks.
603. Pebble Court.
Site's going to turn
119 First Street, Bethany Beach. MRR, IFT. 119 First Street.
Don't go away.
Hal is my first name. Same last name.
Same address?
Okay. Thank you. HOE.
Do it all once.
We could.
ERLE.
See if I can get that guy in for you.
36870.
This is one of these people.
Canigan Drive.
Yeah, again. Okay. All of you came up here, wanted to speak in opposition. Sneak your hands in.
Sir, excuse me, are you in opposition or you're in favor?
What? Yes, I'm in favor.
Okay, well, just a moment. I'm going to hit him Swethers, and I didn't see you come up to last, so.
Well, he's got to be sworn in as well.
Yeah, okay,
so
I'm sorry.
Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll take you then, sir, first that you're in favor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry for that. I didn't. I looked for you and I didn't. I'm sorry. All right, sir, you're in favor.
My name is William Pepper. AT&T contacted me about renting our property, and it set very well with me because we have a. In my other business, we use cell phones, and I supply over 60 of them to my employees, and we deal a lot on the beach area. We supply the Coast Guard, Bethany Beach Fire Department, Indian River Inlet construction right now, and a lot of big developments, and we haul gasoline, propane, and diesel fuel. And that is a bad area that we can't reach them. We try to stay in contact with all of our people, and if there's ever an emergency, we can call 911.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now we'll start with the opposition group. However you want to go, it's ladies first, or you gentlemen, doesn't matter.
Thank you. My name is Lou Kilmer. I'm a member of the Bethany Beach Town Council and the chairman of the Planning Commission. I also like to notify the board that there was absolutely no courtesy sent to the town from AT&T or its representatives. We had no information sent to us about this proposal.
Okay, how close is your nearest property?
within a couple hundred feet of our corporate limits. We had no notice of this at all. In fact, I showed a picture of, I feel that the property was improperly posted. It's sitting on a piece of property that has an empty house on it, and that's where the sign is. So it looked like that's where the pole was going to go. And I had some issues with that because obviously it didn't confirm to the your code. The other issues that I have with all these things, I find it hard to imagine that this will not have a dramatic negative impact in the community. This is basically a residential community, especially where the pole is going to be now. There's all homes around there. And if you see on the pictures, the people in Sea Colony will be looking directly at this tower. That's we have a height limit of 35 feet in our town, and to have a 100-foot structure in a town will be quite a significant difference to our landscape. In addition, I find it also incredible that that whole area will be emptying out as far as all the people mostly leave in the area. We have about 12 to 17,000 population in the summer and less than 1,000 in the wintertime. And that goes for Sea Colony, practically empties out, and all those other surrounding communities, most people don't live there. We have over 4,000 homes in Bethany Beach, and well, only 965 full-time residents. Okay. So the need for a larger capacity for this cell system, I'll put in question. The other concerns, Ms. Scott made a misrepresentation. It is not in the town of Bethany Beach. It's in the corporate, unincorporated. She said it's in the town of Bethany Beach. It's not. We also have very stringent wireless communication codes, and I gave a copy for the board for our town. And I perhaps you can look at those I think close up a lot of loopholes in the county code. I think it's pretty loosey-goosey, come on, go on. We really don't have ability to sit there and challenge this because it's not within our town. I do feel that if the board does grant this, that every provision should be made to make sure this is disguised as much as possible. And so it's not one of these just towers. There's plenty of examples on the internet about how you can make these things very, at least a little more pleasing than just a bare monopole.
You don't want a 100-foot tree there, do you?
Well, there's more than trees there. There's a lot of other things that people do now. Okay. But it's called spending money for it. You can make it look like, I've seen anything from making it look like searchlight tower, like a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of structures out there that people do to hide these things, or to not necessarily hide them to make them more palatable. One of our biggest concerns. I'm not representing the council. I've been sent by the council to basically for fact finding because we get absolutely no information about this at all, none. And many of the cell towers companies have been just moving down the beaches and asking everyone, do you want one in your backyard? And obviously, no one does. So now they moved literally a couple hundred feet off of our corporate limits and dropped it in there. But it still will have a dramatic impact on our neighborhoods.
One of the reasons for the hearing is so that we all do know what the request is and all the particulars. And nothing, we don't consider anything that we may hear or outside the public hearing. So it's all put right here in front of everybody.
Yes.
And makes it fair that way.
Thank you very much.
As far as ordinance changes that you would, I would suggest you contact county council.
I will. But I just gave it for you for your benefit also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, whichever. Doesn't matter. Go right ahead, sir.
My name is Dan Costello. I'm a resident of Bethany Beach. I'm also on the board of the Bethany Beach Landowners Association, and the president, who is in the District of Columbia, asked me to come and speak on behalf of the board. All of us got wind of this proposal Friday. And so we've not had an opportunity other than to just do a quick survey of our board members. We have 1,000 households in Bethany Beach that are members of the Landowners Association. So we represent roughly 1/5 of the physical homes, many more people than that. I want to thank the board for giving us this chance to come in and speak. You've dealt with these towers before. The idea that there are restrictions on where they go is great public policy for people. And I know that our members appreciate the fact that that the law here protects residents from close, near-in, looming cell towers. And we don't particularly see any reason, or haven't heard a reason yet, about why the exception that's being requested should be approved. As Luke Kilmer said, this is a residential community. Lots of residents in the summertime and not so many for the rest of the year. I did what Lou did. I went for a walk yesterday to try and find precisely where this property was. And the sign, the yellow sign announcing the hearing, is on a piece of property that's actually for sale and planning for the construction of some residences. I called the real estate agent and I said, what gives? You've got this place for sale and there's going to be a cell tower on it. She said, well, it's not our place. So, I mean, I don't know that a misplaced sign is a big deal, and I'm not making a big deal of it, but I'm just saying it's hard to find the place. And it is arced by homes. And Bethany prides itself on its height limits, and we have fights about it from time to time. And even though this tower is in the county, and that's why we're here, it is very close to lots of people who live there, and we would enjoy the protection that's afforded us by the 500-foot limit, and hope that you can see your way clear to just not approving this thing. Thanks.
You say 500-foot limit?
Yeah, the idea that you can't put a cell tower like that within 500 feet of homes.
Okay. You had suggested that you haven't heard why it should be approved. In fact, the applicant has the special use exception. Standard for us to grant that is that such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property and any other requirements which we would apply or specify. We did hear testimony from a real estate appraiser that based on their studies and studies of properties all around the country, that it does not adversely affect. Do you have someone that would suggest otherwise?
I have no expert witness who could testify to that one way or the other. The idea that we're going to have a 100-foot monopole with lots of stuff hanging on it as our gateway from the south is not particularly attractive to the people who live in Bethany Beach. And there are economic issues always. There are also quality of life issues. And we've had no opportunity. If there's a delay on this, there could be a public hearing in Bethany with AT&T, and they can come and explain all of this to us. But this is the first we've heard about it.
I believe, if I'm correct, the AT&T did appeal to the town of Bethany for a tower for this purpose, and Yeah, their dilemma is that the government, federal government, requires that they provide good coverage, as with all.
Yeah.
So they're you know, somewhat between a rock and a hard place as well.
Yeah, well, so are we.
Yes, I understand.
And you.
Right.
Sir, I have a question. Do you have a cell phone?
No.
You don't? Do you know of any dropped calls around that area?
No. One of us who came up today is an AT&T user. Can you ask her that question?
I can ask him that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hal Marriott. I'm one of those few people that lives there. And actually, I live very close to Dan. I've never seen these folks from AT&T until tonight, and I'm one of their customers. And I occasionally have weak coverage. I'm distressed about a couple of things. First, that I haven't heard from them. That I find out, almost by chance, that there's a hearing tonight. I mean, okay, so it's my job to know that. I'm responsible for my own health. I'm responsible for the things that are affecting me in my community, and I get it. I don't have the opportunity yet to ask any questions of these folks who are immediately behind me. I did hear them say that the optimum location is the place that they chose. That's the optimum location, I'm sure, for a 100-foot tower. Or they would have put it someplace else. They didn't tell me what the optimum location is for 4 25-foot towers or 2 50-foot towers. I don't know that.
Would you like to know that?
I sure would.
We'll ask them for you.
Okay. Mr. Costello mentioned that we're really persnickety in town about height. Honest. I mean, I know none of you live there, but I told you I do. And I just built my house there in 2005. A builder says, we're going to measure this girl 4 times. If we're 6 inches high, we got to cut the roof. I'm allowed 32 feet above floodplain. 32 feet above floodplain. I can show you the orange flag on the post under my house where floodplain is, and we can take a measurement. It's 32 feet. No kidding. We're serious about it. We argue, persnickety old stuff shirts that we are, we argue about how high someone's allowed to raise a flagpole in our town. We care about that. We care about the way we look. We care about our personality as a community. It's not that we're stuffed shirts. Honest to gosh, you drive through our town, you'll see us wave at you. Hi, how you doing? You walk down the street, we say hi. We greet people. That's who we are as a community. We talk to people, we communicate. These folks haven't communicated with us. Unfortunately for you, you're the one that gets to communicate for us. Honest. Do that very carefully. We rely upon you to protect us. We don't have anybody else. If they came to my town council and asked for a hearing, I didn't hear about it. If they came to the BBLA, Bethany Beach Landowners Association, and asked for an opportunity to make a presentation, I didn't hear of it, and my wife is a member of the board. Now, I'm sure that they made significant strides in trying to get to us and convince us of the wisdom of their choice, or maybe they didn't. Or maybe they didn't. Help us out, please. Ask those questions that we didn't get a chance to ask, and give us some time to go find out what really happens to real estate values in Bethany, not in Australia, for goodness sakes. The real estate appraiser's from Salisbury. It's not from Bethany.
Do you have one from closer than Salisbury?
I've had since yesterday afternoon to find out. I bet you I can find one. Now, I don't know what they'll say, but shouldn't they have the opportunity to ask a question?
Yeah. This unfortunately, was the opportunity, and it has been advertised for several weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you the truth. I was told to tell you the truth.
I don't dispute your personal knowledge, sir. I'm just telling you there's certain advertising requirements the county has to do for all their hearings. They're everyone's alike, and they do them for each one.
I understand. I represented an organization for my entire working life, Mr. Burrow. I did. And I understand about making presentations to groups of people just like your own. I do. And I have a group within the town where I reside that takes care of my interests. I elect them to take care of my interests and the interests of my overall town. It would have helped if I'd had more time to study, and I didn't, and that's more on me.
More specifically, what questions would you like answered? Possibility of more 25-foot towers versus one 100-foot?
I live on First Street. I live in the midst of that white area that I couldn't quite see. Can we flip back?
Feel free to flip them back.
Sure. And from the top of my house, I have excellent coverage. I never lose it. I live in one of those houses at the beach where our really living space is on the top floor and our bedroom space is on the second floor. If I'm in my garage, I sometimes can't get coverage. On the top floor of my house, I can. I'm an AT&T client. I said that, right?
So are you in the white areas there?
I am on.
See where 26 comes in?
This is second right here. I'm on First Street, and I'm right on the edge of that white area right there.
Okay.
Now, these folks have competitors who are friends of mine. Verizon has no trouble with coverage. My builder has Verizon. No gaps in his coverage anywhere up and down. Now, I'm not sure how they do it, but they didn't need a 100-foot tower in my town to get that coverage. I don't know where that stuff resides. It's not my area of expertise. But living there and putting up with 100-foot towers, I think it's going to be true that that's going to be the highest structure in our town. I think Sea Colony is an 8-story building. This thing's going to be 20 feet taller than Sea Colony, which you can almost see from the inlet. Not quite.
What other questions specifically do you have? Why they didn't communicate with people?
Yeah, I'd like to. I heard them use a lot of. They tried to find 32 properties. I'm curious about how many of those properties they sought that were west of Route 1 and that would allow structures of less than 100 feet. And I'm curious to find out technologically whether or not multiple 50-foot towers would provide the same coverage in those wide areas that a single 100-foot tower does.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Not that I can think of now, Mr. Mills. I hope you'll do better than I. This is sort of new for me.
This is for the reason for the forum, so we can get everything out here on the table.
Thank you, sir.
So we can make somewhat of an educated decision.
You do well. Thank you.
Sir, I've got a question to ask you. Do you drop calls?
I've never dropped a call, to the best of my knowledge, not dropped one that I've been in conversation with. I have attempted to make calls on occasion from my garage, and I've got to move outside my house.
Okay, outside your house, you do lose. I mean, you can't make calls and stuff, but you get up on top of your house.
Had no trouble.
So they're really giving a good reason why they should put that tower there.
Or a shorter one in heavier quantities.
Would you like that many towers all over that place like that? 4 or 5?
Wouldn't want any of them in my backyard, sir.
In your backyard, but somebody's going to be in somebody's backyard, though, right? So you don't want it your backyard, but be in somebody else's backyard.
But somehow their competitor has figured out a way to get it done on the existing tower, sir.
We're not here for that.
No. I'm only telling you that technologically it's capable of being done because I have personal experience with my builder telling me that he has no problem with his coverage. He uses Verizon, not AT&T. And you see, I could make that choice and fill my problem just fine without an additional tower. Yeah. That's the thing that these folks are trying to do. I understand. They're attempting to improve their service. I'm not sure that they need to do it with a 100-foot tower. I'm not sure that the 100-foot tower needs to be, it can't be 300 yards off the beach.
One other question I have, because I'm sure it'll come up. What?
Can't be 200 yards off the beach.
Pardon?
Can't be 200 yards off the beach.
Okay. I've lived in Sussex County all my life, but I'm not. The speed limit on Route 1 there is what, 45?
Say again, please. I'm sorry.
45, is that the speed limit going through Bethany on Route
35.
1?
35.
Okay.
Yeah, and the street immediately to the east, if I understand where the tower is going, it's behind where the Arby's restaurant is.
25.
The street, if I were on top of that tower, I could toss a baseball and hit Pennsylvania Avenue. And Pennsylvania Avenue is 35 to a block north of that tower, and then it's 25.
Okay.
And that entire area immediately behind it.
There's nothing going through Bethany that's 50.
Say it again, please.
Nothing going through Bethany that's 50 miles an hour.
Nothing, sir.
Okay, thank you. because I think that has something to do with their coverage ability as well. That's why I wanted to know.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Next. Margaret Young, Bethany Beach Town Council. I, as so many others here, have heard of this thing for the first time when I picked up the newspaper this past weekend. There's a couple of things I don't understand. I don't understand why this tower is needed when we have one on top of the Sussex Shores water facility that's at most a mile away from where this new one is planned. I also don't understand why we could make the statement that this will not affect property values. We don't have a tower yet. Therefore, there's no property being bought or sold around the tower that's not there yet. So I don't understand how this statement can be made.
Would you like to see the appraiser's report, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you again. Okay, next. Is that everybody? Users covered, okay. So that's all the opposition.
I've got one more.
Got one more, all right.
One more.
Okay.
I'm also an AT&T customer and...
What's your name again, sir?
John Heffley. I'm an AT&T customer and I definitely drop calls. I mean, there is a gap there. I'm representing Sea Pines Village. That's in back of where the tower is going to be. And like everybody else, I spent most of the day running around trying to get some information on this. And as I'm listening to the description here, I'm realizing I was looking at the wrong property. I'm thinking it's the lot like everyone else did over here where the sign was posted. I didn't realize it was supposed to be over at the gas station. Anyway, our property, Sea Pines Village, is 46 townhouses and a border on the east end of the proposed property. We haven't had enough time as a board. As I said, we just got this information and I was trying to get some more information together. So I'm not in a position to endorse or oppose the tower. However, I would like to at least bring up some of our concerns, and most of the concerns have been mentioned already, and the biggest one, of course, is the height. Can I see where the tower is going to be? I have no idea. I mean, I know it's going to be in back of us, but I couldn't see the drawing.
Here you go.
Let me see here. Oh, okay.
It's where the air is.
All right, it's right at the front end of the pond, and if you look, this is Sea Pines bordering all around it. And that 100-foot tower, I would think, not that it would come down, but if it came down, it would probably touch each one of our houses, any one of those houses in that radius there.
Okay. How far are your buildings from the property line, do you know? Approximately.
From where the tower is going to be?
Yeah, from the property line, how far are your structures from the property line? How much of a setback do you have? 50, 100 feet?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Well, they're proposing to set the tower 33 feet from the...
From here?
From the property line, is that correct?
No. 71 feet.
71 feet. So are you...
Yeah, we might be another 20 to 30 feet on that back line. Again, the height is a major concern that we have. Another concern that we voiced on a previous application for the lot that I thought the tower was going to go on, that's the adjacent one, is just the drainage problem. Again, Sea Pines is toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Pennsylvania Avenue is notorious for water problems, and we do have some water problems, and we have to maintain some drainage through this adjacent property over there, which would border on the, that would be the north end of the property. Another concern, of course, is the aesthetics. What is it going to look like? There are some suggestions here that somehow you could mask just the plain monopole. I assume monopole is just a single pole going up.
You can direct your questions to us.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Another question I had, of course, was the negative impact on property values. I'm not going to debate them. Whatever the records show, that's what they'll be. And again, basically, I just would ask you to really consider the height of that tower and the Sea Pines Village community that's surrounding it. And again, we have not had enough time to talk to our people for two reasons, or main reason, because I was looking at the wrong property, because the sign was posted wrong.
I've got a question to ask you. Everybody's considered the height of the tower. What would be your recommendation for the height of the tower then? 75 foot?
I would say something in the order of what Bethany has. Bethany put a tower, I think, on their firehouse. Okay. And I don't remember exactly. I think it was in the 65 foot range or something like that.
60.
60 in that range, some type of compromise between the.
So if they went 60 foot, you won't have any problem with that?
I probably wouldn't. I'm talking for myself right now.
Okay.
I haven't been able to talk to
Yeah, I mean, yourself, meaning 100 foot would be too much, but 60 foot would be fine.
I would think something in that order, yeah.
Okay. Sounds exciting. I have a couple of questions for clarification. The advertising, do you know what paper and when it was advertised? Approximately.
It's 2 months prior.
2 months.
To the meeting.
Okay. And
month to 2 months.
And
I'm not absolutely sure, but it is a month to 2 months prior to the
meeting.
So
it wasn't just advertised last week or two?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as sign placement, what's the process?
The inspector has a map. I can't speak for him. It must have been placed wrong, but
And do we no longer take pictures of the placement?
It's passed down.
Okay.
It was passed down.
That was the inspector's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the yellow public notice. That
gotcha.
Was,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this yours or?
Yes, that's ours.
Can I get a copy?
I guess one could be made available tomorrow.
May I ask what newspapers it was advertised in?
I think she didn't know off the top of her head.
I generally look for those, anyway, I think there should have been a courtesy from ATD area representatives to tell the town of Bethany Beach what their plans were.
Sounds like they talked to you folks.
No, they didn't talk about what their intention is on this property that's adjacent to the town.
Well, the only requirement when someone wants to do something on a property is to notify adjacent property owners within 200.
I know the requirement, but you also have, if you want to be a good neighbor, a perfect example to the north of us is the Delaware National Guard. Anytime that it's not in the town of Bethany Beach, anytime they want to do anything, they contact us, invite us in to look at their proposals, and it's just a matter of common courtesy when you're going to do something like this that has an impact on the town. And we are responsible for making sure we see the advertisements, but that was improperly. I went there multiple times, and that sign wasn't there. And I'm a person on the planning commission, so I go by the thing. I didn't see the sign. I was informed of it only from a newspaper article this Friday about what was happening. Now, again, I feel that AT&T was not proper of telling us their plans. Even though it's not in the corporate limits, but it's literally hundreds of feet from our property line. And I thought they were improper of not at least giving us a heads up of what they're doing and giving an idea about what their intentions are and what they intend to be there.
Regarding the tower at the volunteer fire department, their initial request was for 120 feet. We compromised, and they met all their requirements at a 65-foot level. And again, even that was a much higher than what we permit in the town for structures. But we compromised.
So did you have to place additional towers because they needed the 125 feet?
No. They used repeater towers that they can
additional towers.
Repeating existing towers.
Right.
Yeah, county towers out there by, I believe, where the sewer plant is on Muddy Neck Road. They bounced it off of that. And again, just finally, we all have cell phones, and we have dropped calls no matter who your carrier is. There are times I have dropped calls by Verizon, and there are times it drops. We're at the beach. There's a problem down there because there's no bouncing. They just keep on going. There's nothing to bounce things off of down there. So there are times where we are that there is a bounce. But again, also keep in mind the amount of people who are there on a year-round basis. It's not a lot of people. It's not a lot of people. So when you have capacity is to meet the needs of a large population, and you don't have it there. You only have it for a short period of time. And people are on vacation, so, you know, they're not exactly checking their cell phones every 5 minutes, to see what's happening in the world. So please to keep that in consideration, too. Thank you.
Mr. Mills, it was posted in the Sussex County and in the Wave.
The Wave?
Thank you.
Sussex County.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be interested in hearing the answers to the questions that have been presented.
Okay.
I'd like to have the opposition.
Ms. Scott, would you please come forward?
As I understand the question, at least one of the questions was, can we do two 50-foot towers or four 25-foot towers? Is that mm-hmm. the question?
Yep, that was one of them.
Less towers on the lower height, I think.
More towers, lower height.
Yeah.
I mean, more towers, lower height, yes.
First issue we have with height in this area specifically is we have a tree and clutter line. The trees in this area can get up to 65 feet. It's the same reason why the fire company came to you with a proposal for 120. You need to be above the tree canopy so that you can project your coverage. It's just like a flashlight. I can't shine a flashlight through this podium. If I move the flashlight up, I can. Therefore, anything at the tree line or below the tree line is going to greatly degrade the opportunity for propagation distance. What that means is we will not be able to cover the gap in coverage that we have with the shorter tower that's at or below the tree canopy. Additionally, in this area, you have pine needles, evergreen trees. That's important because they soak up RF and R band even more than a general tree. And that's because the needle size acts as an antenna for our wireless band. So anytime that there's evergreen trees near RF, it soaks up the radio frequency even further than a standard broadleaf tree does. That's also important because they don't shed their needles. They're there year round.
Do you want to address the fire company situation with the repeater towers?
Absolutely.
Some distance away?
I'm not an expert in the field of fire communication, but I do know the system that typically is used across the country is a single channel. So the fire department can use a single channel and they can broadcast it across the whole entire area. That's why often they can use taller towers because they might have a 200-foot tower repeater and they'll just project their broadcast at one channel. Well, they only have 10 users at a time, and that's during an event. Well, we have hundreds and thousands of users. We can't do that. We have channels that we reuse. So we'll be using a tower such that the proposed location with a set of frequencies and 5 to 10 miles away, we'll be using those same exact frequencies. That's important because we can't have our antennas broadcasting all over because it would create interference. Customers would not be able to use their phones in the area 5 to 10 miles away or in the area that we're discussing. It's a totally separate technology, not the same that we're discussing here. It's also important to note, though, that obviously 60 feet didn't work for them, and that's why they needed a repeater, because 60 feet does not get you through the tree line in this area. 60 feet would not cover the area that the fire department needed, nor will it cover the area that we need.
Question was raised about your competitors and why they don't need a taller tower.
I can't speak exactly to why they would need or not need this facility, because that's proprietary information. I don't know exactly where their network is. What I can tell you is I worked for Verizon Wireless for a good amount of time, and my opinion would be if this site was approved, that Verizon would probably be the second carrier on it. Of course, if you would approve that. And that's because, just as some of the people stated, no matter what carrier you have in this area, you have dropped calls. You know, and one other thing that was noted is people can make calls when they climb up into the top area of their house. That's speaking to the height issue that I'm addressing, and that's because the signal is traveling through all of the tree clutter a good long distance. And if you climb to the top of your house, you can catch bits and pieces of that signal. Whereas when you go lower down, now the signal has to travel through clutter even more. More trees, more houses, cars, everything that's metal affects RF. So that's why when you're on the ground level in your garage, in your house, in your car, at the beach even, you can't receive the signal because you're too low for the signal to penetrate through the clutter.
I guess, not to be difficult, I guess I'm confused if your competition has the same difficulty in with the signal. We haven't heard from Verizon in some time.
That was my opinion. Like I said, I don't know exactly what structures are on, but they're in the same band as, roughly the same frequency band as us.
Let me ask you this question then. Could it be that they do have multiple antennas throughout the area?
They may have antennas that I'm not aware of, but my opinion or thought would be, or assumption would be, that they're on pretty much the same locations that we are. The only thing that may be different is, for instance, they may be on a building that's a little bit further north, and that gets their signal a little bit north. They may be on a structure a little bit further south. They may have their antennas pointed a little bit differently. I don't know exactly where they're sited, but I can tell you that in the whole area that we're discussing for AT&T, what our needs are.
I know the last time I rode by Sea Colony, they've got a bunch of stuff up on the various roofs of those towers. So is it possible that some of these competitors have...
It could be possible. As was stated before, we did approach Sea Colony. In fact, you know, AT&T is not in the business of building towers. In fact, I'd much prefer not to be here, and I'm sure you guys would too. If we could go on that building, we would. We can't. It's, in fact, 140 feet. It's 14 stories plus an extra base two. That's plenty of height for me to hang my antennas. Unfortunately, it's not an option.
The fire department tower too far north for you to locate there? Of course, I know Mr. Zalma said they wouldn't allow you to. But
actually, the location would work for us. It's within the search ring. However, we weren't able to get a deal with the fire company for, number one, leasing. Number two, the ground space for our equipment wouldn't be available. And lastly, like I said, 60 feet wouldn't cover the coverage gap that we have. We'd most likely need another location as well as the fire department, just as they did.
What about Sussex Shores
tower? We're on that water tower already.
Okay.
Do you have the lady said that you're one mile apart from another tower?
Actually, from 26 and 1, intersection of Route 26 and 1, just judging by the scale on the map, you're roughly 2 miles north to Sussex Shore. So from where the proposed facility is, you're probably more like 3 miles, 3.5.
Okay. And next question, do you contact the towns? Do you usually do that?
No, we do not. I mean, we've had discussions with them, and I can just show you letters where we have asked to go on their facilities.
But you usually don't have to contact the towns?
No.
Okay.
Not unless we were actually going to be in their jurisdiction.
In the town.
But we're not
yes.
in their jurisdiction.
Okay.
Okay. At all?
Sorry?
I'll submit these letters.
Okay.
Correspondence.
Thank you. Okay, hearing the other opposition and rebuttal, Chair. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
One more question.
One more.
For you to ask, perhaps.
Oh, okay. That's a big laugh. Okay. Come on, if you would, sir, please, to the mic. So we can get on record.
Hal Marriott, First Street, Bethany. Curious. If permission were granted for the fire department's tower, I'm familiar with that neck of the woods. Would that work?
You just start testimony.
He said he didn't have enough room on the ground. And I'm not sure. There's a vacant lot.
But it depends on how much. Apparently, they've investigated that possibility, and it didn't work. So.
So he's really concerned about the height because the fire department's going repeaters to get their signal back out again. You know, so I mean, I think they would be having the same problem at 65 feet.
It's 35 feet lower.
It's dead center, dead blasted center, not at the southern tip of the no coverage area. It's smack in the middle of the no coverage area. And in that neck of the woods, there are a few pine trees. That's downtown. This white area is downtown. Pine trees are here.
Okay, Mr. Marriott, we got your question.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks.
Okay. I'll ask him one more time that question.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, Mr. Scott.
Would that make a difference? Right there, right dab in the middle of it?
And that gentleman?
At 65 feet?
Is it devastated?
As he said, we'd still need another tower somewhere.
The location would work, however, 60 feet
it
is too.
It wouldn't cover the whole.
No, it wouldn't cover the gap.
There you want. You just cover that little. Okay.
We would still need another location.
Another location for that. Okay.
And 100 feet, it's got to be it or nothing. Couldn't get away with no less. 80 feet, 75 feet.
As I stated before, as we start to drop down, then we open up coverage gaps to the north and to the south,
right.
And
okay.
Therefore add a need up there.
100 feet, what do you need?
And through the trees.
I'm sorry?
Through the trees.
Correct.
Okay.
One more quick question while you're here. Would you be willing to use a monopole that is disguised in some fashion?
I can't. I'm deferring to my client because I can't make that decision.
A lighthouse
or something?
Or what you might have.
We have a little problem with ground area there. There's not a lot of space that, you know, and I think the base of a lighthouse, for example, would be considerably larger than the amount of space that we have available to use. Pine tree pole, would it fit with a beach community?
No.
It would be bigger, it would look worse. Sorry.
They're strange looking things. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
No more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that there's a lot of information I'd like to digest, so I'd make a motion that we table case number 10,491 until next meeting. Next week?
October 5th.
October
1st.
Okay, October
5th. The second meeting, which is the October the 19th, maybe 3 weeks.
Can, yeah.
Okay.
When?
To October 19th, to our second meeting. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,491 until our October the 19th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. The board will stand recessed for that.